It's time to talk about Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world. And now, here's Ira.
Sports has become woven into the fabric of Las Vegas, right alongside gaming, entertainment, and world-class conventions. From the Vegas Golden Knights and Raiders to the Aces, UNLV Rebels, Aviators, Lights FC, Henderson Silver Knights, Desert Dogs, and soon the arrival of the A's, we think. Anyway, Las Vegas has become a major league sports city. Looking back on the past year, Las Vegas sports didn't just make headlines, it made history. In fact, sports in Las Vegas aren't new anymore. They're really they're essential, and the perfect time to talk about it is now at the year end with my guest, Ron Futrell, 8 News Now sports anchor and reporter, one of the most recognizable voices in Las Vegas sports. And if there's a game being played in town, chances are Ron has been there to cover it. You can follow Ron Futrell on X and YouTube. And Ron, welcome back to the show again. I think it's your third or fourth time this year, maybe fifth.
It is always my pleasure, Ira. I love talking sports. And I may break some news if you need to a little bit later in this show about a new project that George Knapp, you know George Knapp.
Absolutely.
George Knapp and I are working on.
Okay. So there's going to be a UFO team. I like that. Okay.
What? You just broke it. Well, you sort of broke it, but I got more details for you that you'll enjoy.
All right, cool. Well, looking back at the year from your point of view, because the word isn't jaded at all, because you are the most enthusiastic sports reporter anchor I know. So it's not that you're jaded about it, but because there's so much going on, as I alluded to in my opening, what is the most significant sports event for you as a reporter? Is it the A's coming to town, or is it something else?
No, I think those developments, absolutely. That Major League Baseball is coming here is a big deal. I mean, that is a major deal. And as you know, with all the construction around it, with your old site, the Tropicana, going under, it's done.
It's done.
And a new casino project being built there around the baseball stadium, I think it's being underplayed a little bit in town because people have been cynical, skeptical about it happening. I've not been. I, from day one, have felt this was going to happen and that the A's were serious about moving here. They are. They're going to be here at the start of the 2028 season. Now, they are playing 6 games up in Summerlin at the ballpark, regular season games here in Las Vegas this upcoming year in 2026. So we'll have that. So that'll be sort of nice to have them homestand here for 6 games.
Well, do you think, though, that people you mentioned about they were cynical or skeptical about it, those weren't your words, but close to it. Do you think that some people are blasé about it, meaning that we've come to be so used to all of a sudden all these major league sports teams coming here, and eventually others will get here as well. But do you think we just get so blasé about it all?
Yeah, maybe locals feel that, like, oh, okay, you know this town. There's a lot of fly-by-night stuff that people say is going to happen here. And Menominee was going to build a tower downtown. Okay, we were going to have there was going to be a stadium right at the where we now have the Smith Center. Right at the exchange for the Spaghetti Bowl, there was going to be a guy named Tanner was going to build a stadium there, and the Super Bowl was going to come here at that stadium. Okay, these things, we get a lot of that because Vegas, because people like to come here to sort of use Vegas. I'll put it that way. And it's a town where quick thing, where you can make it rich quick. So I'm not just talking about the casinos, just that there are things that work here. And we tend to not judge. We just, okay, let's go. Let's see. Let's make it happen. I think locals were cynical, like, okay, this is another fly-by-night thing. I think out-of-towners, people from the Bay Area were flat-out angry and spreading a lot of animosity about it. That was shared with some locals. I think there were locals that fell into that a little bit because there was so much negativity about it for obvious reasons. In the East Bay in Oakland, they didn't want to lose their baseball team. They'd lost their football team. They'd lost their basketball team to San Francisco. Football team came here. years ago in 1976, they had a hockey team that left too. So Oakland holds the distinction now of losing all four major league sports franchises in that city. So they didn't want to lose the last one. And I get that. I had the Rams, believe I'm from LA. When the Rams left LA and went to St. Louis, I wasn't happy about it for 21 years. I was overjoyed when they came back. So all of those things.
You think, though, that the Oakland City Council will vote to move the entire city to Las Vegas?
No, we don't want that. Okay. We have here's part of the reason we have police. We have police officers here. Yes. And we like our police officers. They voted in part of the Oakland problem. I won't get too political, but in 2021, they summer 2021, they voted to defund the police, which was sort of a movement at that time. You know, a lot of people know. And it is not. Let's go here. Shocking news. It has not gone well. Yeah. I don't think that goes well wherever it's tried. And
don't you think metaphorically?
There you go.
Metaphorically, they voted to defund major league professional teams in Oakland since they've gone.
In a way,
they didn't offer what the teams wanted. So in a way, it's a way right. of defunding too. Metaphorically speaking.
Yeah. On the team side of it, yes, they didn't help them. Regular upgrades to the stadium. Oakland Alameda Coliseum is a dump. It was built the same time, 1966, if my memory serves me well. It opened the same time as Anaheim Stadium in Southern California, where the Angels play. Take a look at those two stadiums and see which one has been cared for. Same state, California. Which one has been cared for and which one has been trashed? And voila. And there you have the difference. And what was happening in Oakland is players didn't want to play there. I could go through all the list of the problems in that stadium. Sewage problems, rats. They had rats in the stadium. They had
those two would be enough for me.
Enough to go. What happens is it makes free agents. Okay. You're John Fisher. You're the owner. You're trying to bring them into a horrible stadium to play in. And a bad situation in the city where crime was going up. That was a problem. The players were living in San Francisco, which wasn't a whole lot better, but they were living in San Francisco instead of Oakland. Traveling teams would stay in San Francisco instead of Oakland because of crime issues. In-N-Out Burger moved out of Oakland. I don't want to pile on Oakland. That's not my thought, but it does explain why they were looking for another team. That he couldn't attract the top players to go to Oakland, no matter how much. Now, he didn't pay the players a whole lot. He wasn't, because it works both ways. I mean, if you can't make money off your team, you're not going to pay your players more. You're not getting fans in the stadium. You don't pay your players more because you're not making money because you're not getting fans because you have a bad place to play. And it spins out of control to the point that you lose. I think the A's played pretty well this past season, considering all those issues, having to play in Sacramento, not really having a very good home stadium up there. But this is temporary until they come here. And we'll see what happens.
Do you think that the A's had not a bad start, but an awkward start in Las Vegas, given the typical way we work in Las Vegas we have a public-private partnership that's usually very welcoming and inviting to not only teams, but companies that want to move here. But do you think there were some false starts or some trips along the way? And that the fact that they now are starting to give tours to the media of the land that used to be the Tropicana, that showing that there is actual progress now in building the stadium.
Yeah, there were. I mean, everything. None of this is simple or easy to do. But Vegas wanted. Here's the difference too. I'm going to point out the difference between Vegas and Oakland. Vegas is a city where let's make things happen. Let's do things. I'll use the word progressive in the true sense of the word, the progress, and that they wanted to make things happen. And Oakland wasn't that city. Now, they had an alternative site. They had a site on the other side of I-15. At first, they were going to buy the land from state casinos there where the old Wild Wild West was at the corner of Tropicana and I-15. Instead, they went to the other side of the Tropicana. They found a good deal that Bally's wanted, who owns the property there or manages the property there, to be able to build the stadium on that site. It's a tight fit. Let's say that, yep. But it's big enough to make it happen. 33,000 seats, a dome stadium. It's going to be fully enclosed. So that will be a stadium that players will be attracted to want to come to play here. If John Fisher pays them, and I think he will, he said he's going to, he's told me he's going to. I don't just take people on their word, but he's already starting to do that with some of his young players, trying to keep them. And they have great young talent. They're a fun team to watch, are the Oakland A's.
Do you think that, going back to our original talk where in my intro, where I talked about looking back at the year, is that the biggest story from a sports angle for 2025?
Oh, let's see. The demise of the Raiders is sort of big. They've lost, at the time we're doing this, they've lost 8 games. They're 2-11, 2-12 this season.
Oh, you're asking me, the expert in sports. Yes, right.
Yes. The Aces won in back-to-back championships. That was sort of a big deal. The Knights continue to roll on and be steady and strong. So, and for the first time, the UFC held a boxing match, not MMA, at Allegiant Stadium, and had a sold-out crowd for Terrence Crawford fight, which he won against Canelo Alvarez. It was not a great fight, but it was a fun event.
I want to get back to the baseball. Go ahead. Sorry.
There have been some big things, and not groundbreaking things.
Getting back just a second to the baseball stadium, too. Are they going to be using the stadium for other things? Because clearly, baseball's not year round, so you have that dome sitting there, that stadium sitting there for the whole year. Will they have conventions? Are they in competition with some of the resorts for convention space?
Yes, and different thing. 81 days you have for baseball. So all through the summer you're going to have from April to September, October, it'll be blocked out for baseball. But there will be weekends where the team's on the road where you can hold an event there. I think it fits this. It fits an interesting size for an arena here in Las Vegas that we don't already have. It's holding 33,000 for baseball. For a concert, you could probably put that many in there for a concert. Let's say you're blocking off the stage, so some of the seats on one end are blocked off, but you'll also have additional seats on the floor level for a concert, for a stage. So that could get up to another 30 to 40,000 seat arena for a concert that perhaps the performer's not big enough to go into Allegiant Stadium, which is 65,000 or more for a concert you could have, which Taylor Swift came here, did a couple of shows, Ed Sheeran came here, did shows. Those events would not have been available to Las Vegas in the past without Allegiant Stadium. You also have T-Mobile Arena, 18,000. You've got 13,000 at the MGM Grand Garden, 13,000 at Michelob Ultra Arena at the Mandalay Bay. You've got 18,000 at the Thomas & Mack, where the rodeo just had another successful run, 40 years here in Las Vegas of the rodeo here in town. I wouldn't be surprised to see the rodeo in December. Now, Thomas & Mack people don't like to hear me saying this. I get it. they could have a role in this for staging and that sort of stuff or ancillary events. But now let's talk about the rodeo in that arena with 33,000 people instead of 18,000. Voila! What do you have? You have that event getting even bigger for Las Vegas during a slow time in December. So. And I left out Formula One. The third Formula One race happened here this year. That was pretty exciting. And it had a role in the championship race. So this is a crazy time to be doing sports here and having fun in Vegas. I enjoy it.
Do you think, we're both pretty positive about Las Vegas, but is there a chance that all this extra convention facility and stadium and arena building will reach a certain point where we've got more space than we have events? Just because now we're obviously the A's coming in, you've got that facility, and you have all, not just the standalone ones like T-Mobile or Allegiant Stadium, but you've got all that other convention areas connected to various hotels. Do we reach a point where we go, oh, wait a minute, we have all this space and no one, not enough people to fill it? Or not enough?
Yes. Yes, that could happen. Yeah. Then what it's going to require is for the casinos and the convention authority to get more creative. That's when they call Ira Sternberg and they say, Ira, you know this town better than anybody. What do we do? How do we light this town up? And right now we're going through a little bit, good point well taken, we're going through a little bit of a slow time. Right. I think, I don't know what your opinion, because you and I haven't discussed it. I'd love to hear it. You know, the fees that we're charging now.
My first words to anybody would be get rid of the paid parking and get rid of the resort fees.
Yes.
And make Las Vegas, again, value-driven. You can still make your money. You know, if you want to keep high prices for rooms, if you want to keep high prices for food, for entertainment, go ahead and do it. But you've got to get that rub out of there. And that rub is paid parking, especially for locals, is paid parking and is resort fees. They're not really going to be helpful in the long term.
Yeah, people are being, it's not nickel and dime to death. They're being $30, $40, and $50 to death or more every time they turn around. Yeah. It's... okay, I get it. Room service is more expensive. I get it. You got to pay a 22% gratuity. Oh, wait a minute. There's a service fee on here as well for $35 to bring it up here to the room.
You forgot the silverware fee also.
And so that Michael Michael Gahn mentioned this to me when Allegiant Stadium was being built, and he said, I don't like the resort fees on there, and that's a problem. I said, oh, good point. And Michael Gahn knows his stuff. Go to the South Point and see how crowded that is on a Tuesday afternoon. No, seriously. I've been there.
Free parking. It's
free parking. You don't have the big resort fees. Right. It's reasonable. If you want a drink, you could buy a $3 drink at the bar. I don't quote me on these prices, but it's not going to be $25. Right. Like it's going to be at another strip hotel. I get it. They're south of the strip, but they're still technically on the strip. But it's so, yeah, I mean, those are all things Vegas has to look at. Are we overbuilding? I know it sounds a little bit conflicting what I'm saying here. We need to keep doing more and more, but it does plan on, yes, be more creative here, bring more events here. The rodeo, just the rodeo alone, having more seats and open to more people, because it's sold out now for, it's been here 40 years. It's sold out 38 years in a row.
It's been here 40 years, Ron?
We've
been around that long that we've
been I've been around that long. I got a cowboy hat year one in 85 when it came here, and I wear that cowboy hat. It messes up my TV hair.
I understand.
Yeah, so I don't wear it too much. So,
well, you raise a good point, and even though it's not on sports, but it's a very good topic. I think I may write a piece on this. I'm seeing two different parts of the city. I'm seeing what you and I know as what Las Vegas was, and we understand you can't stay in the past. That's fine. But I see a bifurcation between what the Strip presents to the world and what the rest of us see who live and work here in terms of access, in terms of deciding, do we want to go to the Strip to see a show? Is it worth the drive, the parking, the walking, the fees, et cetera, traffic, et cetera, as opposed to going around locally where there's now a really great variety of restaurants, entertainment, recreational facilities, culture. And I just see that bifurcation. I don't know if you see it the same way I do, because we haven't talked about that privately, but I was curious about that.
Yeah, no, it's, you look at here, when Red Rock Casino was built on the west side of town, I live close by it. It's a great place to go for great food. Durango Station has done the same thing with the station casinos out there in the southwest part of town. It is rocking, that place. And they have a nice little area called the Uncommons right next to it. That is a lot of shops and restaurants are being put in there that are sort of nice.
You have little theaters, and you have the Smith Center downtown. So you have culture, you've got food, you've got, when I say food, culinary experiences, you've got entertainment of all kinds, and you've got a lot of activities that are there, and require less wear and tear, I guess is the term I'll use.
Right.
Driving, parking, walking, that whole thing, which didn't sound a lot like when you and I first came to town. We went to shows 4 or 5 times a week. We went to all kinds of events, shows, sports, etc., conventions. And now it just seems, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, are we getting too corporate? And I'm going to tie it back into sports and reviewing at the end of the year with you. Are we getting too corporate with our presentation of product, whether it's sports or anything else?
Yes, is a short answer. Yeah. We are. I mean,
what?
Vegas.
Ron has a short answer. Wait a minute. What?
I've got a short answer. I gave you a short answer. Yes. Next question. And sports is corporate. Certainly, it is. It has to be. It's a business. That's what sports does. But it's, we've got the college football national championship coming here in 27. Okay, we've got the Frozen Four, the Final Four for college hockey coming here in 26. I'm doing this out of order. 28, we've got the NCAA men's basketball championship here in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. So we're trying to get more of these good events and these big events to come here, to bring people here. We'll get another Super Bowl. I'm guessing it's going to be the 29 Super Bowl is going to be awarded to Las Vegas, if not very soon to that, 29 or 30, around there somewhere, because the first one went so well here. They want to have Las Vegas. The NFL doesn't say they have a rotation. I think they do. It's not written down anywhere, but it's in Roger Goodell's head, the rotation. And Vegas
is going to buy all those owners. So
yeah, it's going to be every 5 years, and the owners loved it here. The Super Bowl was a fantastic game. It went to overtime. Everybody loved it for all the reasons you can figure out. All the casinos are right there, almost walking distance if you want, but a short Uber drive from the casinos to the stadium and where all the events were. So we're sort of made for these sort of things.
Yeah, and I think, and I don't want to give the misimpression that you and I are being down on Las Vegas. If anything, we are eternally optimistic because we know how Las Vegas runs. It just seems the best thing to do from our point of view would be to get rid of some of these annoying things such as resort fees and paid parking.
I've been forever angry at MGM since they did that. And I could have no problem with calling them out here. Was it 10 years ago, 8 years ago, when they started the parking fees?
Yeah,
when they started the parking fees. And I used to go with friends. I just drive to Mandalay Bay, go up there to the up very top, the foundation room up there, right. Beautiful view of the strip, go up there, have a bite to eat, spend some time, hang out. And just on principle, once they started fees, because remember when they started the fees initially, it was they charged locals as well.
Right.
And I said, I'm done. And haven't gone back. I broke the habit. And I know a lot of people that have done the same thing.
Yeah. I think people coming from other towns are used to paying for parking where they go in their own.
Yeah.
So they don't see it how locals see it, but it is a factor. And I think it does account for some of the loss of business on the strip and downtown. When you add these little things here, the paid parking, et cetera, because you're going to make the money up the other way. So just have free parking and let them spend their money in the casino. They're going to get it anyway.
Yeah, but isn't that sort of the idea? They're going to lose the money at the tables.
I thought that was the idea. Maybe they've changed the game plan while I was sleeping. I'll have to take a look and see.
That's why Circus had the $2.99 buffet back in the day, okay?
Exactly. With that purple food, whatever that was. So, well, what are you looking back on 2025? In addition to the A's, are there any personalities that stand out in your mind that really signify the importance of sports in Las Vegas? I know we went a little bit afield in other areas, but I like to do that with you because you've been in town.
Yeah.
But are there any personalities in the world of sports that really stood out to you as a reporter for 8 years now and anchor? For example, it doesn't have to be a player, it doesn't have to be an owner, but somebody that made a difference in the world of sports. And it doesn't have to be limited to a big team or a league.
Right. Well, Asia Wilson with the Aces, back-to-back titles, and then MVP, and she's been the MVP of anything and everything all the time, it seems, this year. I mean, she's had just a remarkable year here in Las Vegas. And her story is phenomenal, certainly what she's been able to do there. there's been talk. Adam Silver, since you and I talked last, he's the commissioner of the NBA, and he's talking up Vegas and Seattle as possible franchises in 2026 that they would name those as expansion. Okay, so there we go. With something else happening in Las Vegas, like we need 82 dates, 41 of those of the home games with the NBA in Las Vegas. You know that's been bandied about quite a bit. The convention authority and what Steve Hill has done over there, I think, has been remarkable work. Okay, I'll mention somebody that you and I will both that you will know because he's in the casino business, an unsung hero here, Bill Paulus. Yeah. Okay. What Bill Paulus, cannery for years, and everything that he's done in this at that level with casinos made him very wealthy. He now is able to help UNLV out and with the NIL, name, image, and likeness, for them to be able to pay their players, and has brought the football team up to this point, a 10-2 record right now and going to a bowl game. And Bill, behind the scenes, has done remarkable work to make that happen and to build that here in Las Vegas. So he's somebody that a lot of people, you wouldn't recognize him. You and I would, but most people, okay, who's this guy?
Yeah, that's a great selection. You know, I don't want to let you go before you mentioned something earlier. I never forget when I have you on what you say. And you mentioned George Knapp and you on a project. We have about 2 or 3 minutes left. Do you want to give us a little hint on what that is?
Yeah, one of the moves in TV with local news is developing shows that play on apps that aren't normally what you would see on air that we broadcast with, but you download our app, the 8 News Now app, and you can see the show. He and I are doing a show. We're two shows into it now, called Mystery Wire, where we go back on all the things that he's done in the past, and you know many of those things, you know, that and it's going to be, there's going to be mob-related stories, there's going to be murder mysteries, and there's going to be UFOs, supernatural things like that, different things that George loves to get into, I love to get into. And so he and I are doing that show on the 8 News Now app called Mystery Wire with George Knapp.
I love that.
And
that's great,
we're doing a weekly show right now that downloads every Thursday on our app. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. I have reverence for the topics that we deal with there. I enjoy it. And George is the absolute best at it. And working with him is an absolute pleasure. I love it.
The amount of stories he could tell somebody if they sat down with him.
Well, and that's part of what this show is going to be. I want to go George Unplugged.
Yeah, I love it. So if they go to 8 News Now website, they can download the app, or they can download the app as well, right?
Yes. So the way that it works, and again, this is what local news, local TV stations are banking on, is sort of the future, because a lot of people are cutting the cord from DirecTV or Cox Cable or whatever. And so how you get your news, you can put an antenna on your roof. I've got one. That's how I get local news. But you probably have a Roku or a Amazon Fire Stick or a Sling or different, you know, sources for how you get TV, or even a Samsung TV is going to have apps. A smart TV is going to have apps. Right. So go on there and search for the 8 News Now app, download that app, and that's where you'll be able to get very soon all of our local newscasts. Mystery Wire is going to have a full section on there. So we'll have the shows with me and George Knapp, and so far I'm having a blast doing it with him and working with him.
And do you record it in the studio?
Yeah. Well, it's an alternative studio we have.
Oh,
it's sort of like a podcast studio. Okay, we're going. No, we're going. We're going beyond the makeup and the studio presentation to a more earthy, natural setting. Maybe long form. We're seeing the success of podcasts and things like that. Where people
should do is have you and George come on and talk about it as you get into it.
That's okay,
I'd like to do that if he's up.
No,
sure.
We will, yes. And okay, and cool. By the way, in that case, I will talk much less than I talk now, Ira. For two reasons. George likes to talk
like me.
And he's more interesting to listen to.
I think you're both great. Todd, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks. My guest has been Ron Futrell, 8 News Now sports anchor and reporter, one of the most recognizable voices in Las Vegas sports. And you can follow Ron on X and YouTube. And Ron, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you. Hope you like my magnolias behind me here in
love
the backyard.
It, absolutely. And our listeners love it too.
Both planted them last spring, and they're going to get big. Next time we do this show, they'll be bigger.
Excellent. See you next time.
All right. Thank you, Ira. See you.
Thanks, Rod.
You've been listening to Talk About Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world.